Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to AM 580, The Information Advantage. And that's going to do it for Morning Edition. Thanks very much for starting your day with us this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan. And good Friday morning, everyone. Let's go ahead and get you caught up on how the opening bell has gone at the Chicago Board of Trade. And as we look at the prices, we see September wheat at the Board of Trade trading now at, well, let's see if I can click in here for you, trading now at 814 and a half, up five. December at 838 and a quarter, up four and a half, now up four and three quarters. March of 2009, 862 and a quarter, up five and three quarters. May, 877, up four and three quarters. July, 891, up four and a half. September, $9, up six. December, 913, up three. March of 2010, 931, up seven. And July, 920 and a quarter, up seven and three quarters. September corn now trading at 630 and a quarter, down one. December, 649, down one. March of 2009, 667 and three quarters, down one. May, 681 unchanged. July, 686 and a half, down two. September, 674 up five. December of 2009, 648 up six and a quarter. March of 2010, 659 up six. May, 667 up eight and a half. In July of 2010, 669 up seven. August beans now trading at 1520, down one. September 1509 up one. November $15 and a half. Now 1499, 1501 up two and a half, up two and a, up two. 1499 and three quarters up one and three quarters. January 1518 and a half up four and three quarters. March 1524 unchanged. May 1527 up four and a half. July 1528 and three quarters up two and a quarter. November of 2009, 1436 up four. August soybean meal is trading at 408.50, now 408.30, down 110. September, 404.10, down 20. August soybean oil at 63.28 is down 14. September, 63.67, and it is down 12. Over at the Mercantile Exchange, here are the prices off the overnight and their changes. August live cattle open at 97.90, up 50 on the open. October 105.50, up 45. August feeders open at 111.80, up 25 on the open. September 113.70, up 62 and a half. August lean hogs open at 77.40, up 70 on the open. October 73.35, up 45. And July bellies open at 66 even, down 30 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Learned Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Learned Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, what do you make of the trade this week? And let's begin in the soybeans in particular, as we continue to flirt with what appears to be a neckline on a head and shoulders top.
Yeah, it's not a good looking picture right now, technically, Dave. We're real vulnerable, and we're real vulnerable in the soybeans for what would seem to be non-fundamental reasons. And what I mean by that is I took a trip to Ohio earlier this week, and I would say every one in three fields over there that has been put into corn stubble, you can still see the corn stubble above the height of the beans right now. And here we are talking about mid-July, and seeing that type of crop progress is really disappointing. And I've heard that, had a good client call yesterday from Missouri, and he was replanting beans again for a third time. He was going to take prevented planting on the other 150 acres of his beans, and he said, I am amongst many, many farmers around here that are not going to be able to get the rest of our beans in. And he said, when you talked on your show about the crop being so small, then that's exactly what it looks like in Missouri right now. So fundamentally, these beans are not falling. The reason is not fundamental in our opinion. There may be some weather in it, but you know, there was a CRP announcement here that there probably would not be a CRP announcement. So that shouldn't be hurting the beans right now. And the Argentine export issue seems to be over with, but it's not going to bring a lot of beans out initially in Argentina. So I think what you're seeing here is the strongest commodity, the one that we thought would be rallying here for the next 2 weeks, is getting hit by investment bank index-related liquidation and just a flat-out reduction of open interest and a reduction in leverage. I think it stems mostly from the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac bailout and the poor performance in the financial sector.
If that be the case, then what outside particular commodity and or fund are you looking at in terms of an early warning system indicator, if you will, for the beans?
I think it's the financial sector as a whole. I think when you look at Citigroup, the Merrill Lynch's, the J.P. Morgan's, the Goldman Sachs's, the Morgan Stanley's, and the Deutsche Bank's, you watch their share prices, and if they can't find a bottom here, and a lot of these banks have had earnings numbers come out this week on Wall Street. Some have been good. Some have been terrifically bad based upon the street reaction, namely Merrill Lynch's, that you know, there's still a question mark out there, and it's not just here. It's also in Great Britain. There's still a question mark out here if the financial markets are going to seize up and we're going to lose our ability to transfer credit risk, and if these banks are going to continue to loan to one another because they keep downsizing their assets and their valuations keep going down. And I think it goes back to the issue that for us in particular, Dave, we have to put a point here where if we say in our analysis fundamentals of supply and demand, if you look at the fundamentals of supply and demand and where the crop is and the demand of corn and beans, the high should not be in, especially in the bean complex. But if you look at the funds and the financial markets and something we've been talking about a long, long time, and then you see something like the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac bailout, you can see that if they reduce their exposure, the index funds that reduce their exposure and cut open interest on the commitment to traders report, like they did in wheat, then we could have a similar situation in the corn and beans. And we've been talking about that a long time. Unfortunately, it's taken us $1.50 a premium off of the market to get us in action. But we are not going to let the D's corn go below $6.50. We're not going to let the no beans go below $15 without getting our people hedged, because we don't want to hear the words systemic risk, and we don't want to hear the words index funds are lowering their exposure, and therefore the balloon is shrinking in terms of open interest.
The December corn chart also is not looking especially spiffy at the moment, with it breaking under a trend line that was established through the March and the May lows and sitting right around the 100-day moving average.
No, that's exactly right. And the important point about these technicals you're talking about is the financial markets and then these micro technicals you're talking about. If you go over and look at some of the, like Goldman Sachs Commodity Index weekly charts, or you look at the Deutsche Bank Commodity Weekly chart or Morgan Stanley, you pick most of these charts out on a weekly basis, and you've got true sell signals now. 2 weeks ago, the market probably could care less about those sell signals, but with what's happened now in the financial world, those sell signals are starting to gain and garner a lot of attention, and I think it's spurring more liquidation. And gold is a perfect example, and the dollar is a perfect example. If you're looking for a safe haven away from inflation, away from a global slowdown, you would theoretically be going after gold, but gold has turned decidedly negative this week, and Newswire reports say it's directly related to index fund reductions in open interest and also maybe putting their money over into the financials, which I personally don't buy into.
So what are we left with if you're a hedger with doing? You did mention the $15 and the $6.50 levels.
Yeah, we're moving into $6.30 and $6.20 September corn puts. They have very, very low lifespan. They're only a little over a month of life to them, but they're in the money. We're close to at the money, and we think that's real important right now. Clients can do, you know, Decembers, but there's pros and cons. And as far as the beans, there's not really a good put out there. We've looked at 14 20 SEPs. We've looked at 1440 SEP puts. Both of those have very low open interest. It's very hard to get in place. I could see why clients would want to go ahead and forward contract another 20 or 30% of beans and come back in and re-own in another 30 days. I think one of the keys here is I'd probably be more aggressive on corn puts, probably give the beans a chance to find some stability. But if we're right about this and the index funds keep liquidating, Dave, we would suspect this would be short-lived. Relatively, the 30 days we would have most of this done with, and I think that sets us up for an early or pre-harvest low-type mindset. I think that works well with what the commercials and the end users, when they see a big price break, they'll probably be buyers again at that point in time. So I think that's kind of how we're looking at it right now. But the nuts and bolts is that each client that we have and each newsletter or per acre subscriber is just going to have to decide whether they're going to put a floor in place or not. It's a tough time because they bought a lot of their anhydrous and their nitrogen. But I just go back and think on 12/31/07, Dees corn was 475. I'm not going to give up 650. So that's the end result here at this point.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.